Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of the 21 Pilots podcast. So for the news, new single came out. It's called Choker. Okay. We'll probably do that next episode, like do the explanation. And so they had a new song. The music video come out. It's very weird. Like this, like the song's okay, but it's just a music video. Cause I don't think in the music video Josh is Josh, if that makes sense. Like that isn't really Josh. It's like a fake Josh. The imposter. And so yeah, I think that's like the only thing new. So let's get after this ad I'm going to play. Let's do the explanation and review of Holding On To You by 21 Pilots. So for the first verse or intro for the explanation, it says, "I'm taking over my body back in back in control. No more shoddy. I bet a lot of me was lost. T uncrossed and eyes undotted. I fought it a lot and it seems like a lot. Flesh is all I got. No, not any more flesh out the door. Swat. I must have forgotten, you can't trust me. I'm open a moment and close when you show it. Before you know it, I'm lost at sea. And now that I write and think about it, the story unfolds. You should take my life, you should take my soul." So I think when he says taking over my body, back control, no more shoddy. Because I'm not sure what it means by shoddy. I think he's like, I got control of my body. Whatever was inside of me, I'm good. Nothing's onto me, or I think. And he says, "I bet a lot of me was lost. T's uncrossed and I's undotted. T's uncrossed." He's probably talking about like Christian, his religion there, like T's uncrossed. Because crosses, yeah, but I'm confused on that. But eyes undotted, because then, like, maybe it's like actual eye, because it says like I, like the letter I, not like the eye that you see out of. So it's like maybe and eyes you can't see out of. Okay, because I'm confused. I'm stumped on that one. It says, "I fought it a lot, and it seems a lot like flesh is all I got. Not anymore flesh out the door, swat." It says, I fought it a lot, and it seems like flesh is all I got. Not anymore flesh is out the door, swat. Maybe it's like saying, "I thought about it a lot. Seems a lot like flesh is all I have. Like flesh is the only thing I got." And then it says, "I got not anymore. Flesh is out the door, swat." And then like once he says, "Flesh is out the door, not anymore. Flesh is out the door." Like he doesn't have any more flesh. He doesn't have a lot of flesh. And it says, "Out the door, swat." I don't know what he means by swat, because swat's like the swat. Yeah, because that's like police force or whatever. So yeah, I'm not completely sure about that. It says, "Before you know, I must have forgotten. You can't trust me. I'm open a moment and close when you show it. Before you know, I'm lost at sea, and now I write that I write and think about it, the story unfolds, you should take my life, you should take my soul. I must have forgotten, you can't trust me. He's probably saying, yeah, it's like, you can't trust me. I'm not the greatest person to trust. But I'm open at a moment and close it when you show it. I won't be not as trustworthy when you do something, and I'll be more trustworthy and you can trust me. This is before you know it, I'm lost at sea. And now that I write and think about it, a story unfolds. You should take my life. You should take my soul. I think he's talking about, like, a moment or before you know it, I'm lost at sea. Like, before you know it, I'm gone. Like, you can't really see me. But, and now that I write it and I think about it, a thing, like, a whole story unfolds and, like, changes and happens. And then this is where he's, like, talking to God. He's saying, you should take my life. You should take my soul. Like, I don't deserve this, but you gave it to me. So you need to take it away from me. And this is, and I'll be holding on to, and then, or no, never mind. And then it said, for the next verse, it says, you're surrounding all my surroundings down the mountain range of the left side brain. You are surrounding all my surroundings. Twist and, I don't know what that word is. Kaleidoscope. What the frick did I do? I'm twisting the kaleidoscope behind both my eyes. You're surrounding all my surroundings. Like, you're surrounding me. Like, you're keeping me in a small area. And then you're surrounding down the mountain range on the left side of my brain. Like, you're surrounding there. Because I think it's, like, the left side of the brain. It's, like, the theory, either left or right meaning of the brain. Left is to be more trend of more creative and artistic. Your thought to be right. Most likely, I think he said to be the left side of the brain. Okay. Because it's like, that's like the more, I think it's the more thinking side of your brain. Because the right side is your more creative and artistic side. And it's like, yeah, and your left side is more logic. Because your left side's more logic and, like, actual thinking and, like, science and stuff like that. And then your right side is more creative and, like, just do anything, whatever. Yeah. So, this is, you're creating a mountain range, so I can only think logically, and I can't think, like, creatively. Then it says, you are surrounding all my surroundings, twisting this telescope behind both my eyes. And then, like, you're surrounding all my surroundings. You're just surrounding what I have, like, what I own. And then it says, twisting the kaleidoscope behind both my eyes. I think he says that, like, you're doing it behind me because I can't, because the kaleidoscope is, like, those, like, glass things you move in your eyes, like, you put on your eye and you, like, move it around, just, and you see, like, a bunch of things. I think it's about, like, you're twisting, like, you're trying to make me see something, but I can't see it. I don't understand what you're saying to me. And then it says, I'll be holding on to you. Like, I think it's serious. He's talking about God. Like, I'll hold on to you, and you can't hold on to me. Like, I will grabbing onto you, and I'll keep onto you, and you can't stop me. Oh, jeez, that's a lot. This song's actually pretty long. And then it says, remember the moment you know exactly where you're going, because the next moment, before you know it, time is slowing, and it's frozen still, and the windowsill looks really nice, right? You think twice about it. It probably happens at night, right? Fight it, take the pine, ignite it, tie a loose around your mind, lose enough to breathe fine, and tie it to a tree, tell it you belong to me. This ain't a noose, this isn't a leash, and you I have news for you, you must obey me. I think it's just, like, about, like, especially, like, anxiety and, like, depression and stuff like that. This whole thing is about that. Because it's just, like, and the windowsill looks really nice, right? Like, jump off the windowsill. And it says, you think twice about your life. Like, do I deserve this life? And then it says, it probably happens at night. Because especially with, like, 21 Pilots, night is, like, the time of darkness and, like, bad thoughts. And it's like, it probably happens at night, right? The time of darkness and, like, bad thoughts. And they said, fight it and take the pain, ignite it. Like, you have to push back and actually not do it. And then it says, tie a noose around your mind, loose enough to breathe fine and tie it to a tree. Tell it, you belong to me. They say, in a noose, this is a leash, and you have a noose. New news, you must obey me. It's like, tie a noose around your mind, like, control your mind. Like, fight back of your mind. Voice crack. And then it says, lose enough to breathe fine. Tie it into, it's like, make it, you could control it so you actually can feel fine and not have to have so many crazy thoughts. And it says, to a tree, and then tie it to a tree. Tell it, you belong to me. Like, because people use trees to, like, hang themselves. So it's like telling a tree, like, I can control you, whatever you do. Like, I can cut you down, but I won't, or I will, if you just don't know. And it says, you belong to me. This ain't a noose, this is a leash. And I have new news, you must obey me. Because I don't know what noose means. Look that up. Ah, okay, search. Oh, yeah, noose is the hanging device thing. Ooh, that's actually a good line. Like, yeah, like, telling people, like, this isn't a noose, this is a leash. It's just to help me calm my down and, like, so I can, I don't go. Because a noose is, like, those things that you put around your neck and whatever. And, yeah. Like, this is a noose, this is a leash. I have new news, you must obey me. Tyler's saying this to, I think, God. He's saying, like, I have new news. I don't have to follow your rules. You have to follow my rules. You made me, but I'm going to fight back, and you have to follow me. And then next is, all you are in my surroundings, all my surroundings, surrounding down the mountain range. It says the same thing as the last one. It says, entertaining my faith. It says that, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like, 10 times. And then it says, lean with it, rock with it. When are we going to stop? Lyrics that mean nothing. We were gifted with thought. Is it time to move our feet to an introspective beat? This ain't the speakers that bump hearts. It's our hearts that make the beat. I don't think lean with a rock where it means anything. Said, and then the lyrics that mean nothing, we were gifted with thought. Like, lyrics mean nothing to us. It's just what we think about the lyrics. Like, especially, like, music. Like, it doesn't matter what the artist made it. It's what we think about it and what it means to us. And then it says, it's time to move our feet to an introspective beat. Like, it's time to actually party and, like, have fun. And then it says, this ain't the speakers that bump parts. Like, this isn't, and then it says, this isn't the speakers that hump parts, bump hearts. And it's a hard stomach to beat. Like, the speakers don't make us feel the music. It's our hearts that actually make the music feel things too. Not feel things, but like, make it, yeah, feel things about the song and what it means. And then it says that for like another thing. Then it says that the whole thing for like 1, 2, 3, 4. Or another 3 more times. And then it says, and I'll be holding on to you. Then it says that for like 3 more lines. And then, yeah. So that is the review. I mean, explanation of the song. I kind of did it fast because I have stuff to do today. I would have gone more in depth, but I have stuff to do today. So, yeah. So for the review, I would say, because this is like a very popular song, especially because this came out in Vessel, but it was also on regional at best. So I'd say, like, I don't know how I would give this. I think I would give it, like, a 7 out of 10. Because, like, it's a good song, but it's not, like, it's catchy. I've always said that. But, yeah. So, this is that was a review, an explanation of Holding On To You by 21 Pilots. And, yeah, next is going to be the goodbye part. Or I'll just do it right now. So, never mind. I'll cut this out. So, for the end of the podcast, there's nothing for me to... There's no, like, news for the podcast. They're, like... Yeah. There's no new emails. I wasn't surprised. Because this isn't really big. But... Yeah. So, this is the end of the podcast. Hope you have a nice day. Or evening. Or whatever time it is for you. And, goodbye. Yeah. So, yeah. Goodbye. And, yeah.